As you know, our winters can be rather long and hard, and this year it seems to have taken longer to get warm. And it's not the weatherman's fault. They're just announcing what God provides. Finally, the spring flowers and trees are blooming. The rose bushes in the garden out back have been pruned. So have the honeysuckle vines on the lamppost. The trees are scheduled to be pruned later on. Last weekend, whenever we gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, our Lord used the image of the Good Shepherd. This week's image is an image of vine and branches, a horticulture image of connectedness in an age of so many wired and wireless connections. Evidently, in a vineyard, the best grapes are produced closest to the central vine, since that's where the nutrients are most concentrated. Now, for the sake of transparency, I know nothing about growing grapes. I eat grapes, I often have raisin bran for breakfast, I drink wine, and I visited a few vineyards, but I know nothing about growing grapes. The lateral branches, evidently, are not allowed to ramble all over the arbor. They need to be pruned and kept short. And Jesus describes life as a disciple by speaking of himself as the true vine. The Father is the vine grower, and we're all the branches. Pruning is necessary, we are told, in order to produce fruit. And there's no escaping the knife or the clippers. Branches that don't bear fruit are cut away. They're taking up space. Branches that do bear fruit are also trimmed and cut so that they produce more fruit. Today's gospel emphasizes the nature of Christian life. It involves community. It involves connectedness, having relations. By now, some of you might be wondering, what does horticulture have to do with holiness? Well, truth be told, a good bit. Connectedness to Jesus, connectedness to each other, those are essential characteristics of the Christian life and life in union with the church. The Lord tells us in John's gospel that we are to abide in Christ. We are to make our home in Christ because Christ has made his home in us. And that notion of abiding has several meanings, like staying in place, enduring, being at home. Jesus wants us to stay close to him and to place our trust in him. And he warns we can't do it alone. We can't trust in our own strength alone. But you know as well as I, we live in a society that emphasizes independence, promoting making something of ourself for self alone. But vines and branches don't exist for themselves. They exist for the good of others. One of the basic aspects of Christian Catholic spirituality is the truth that our lives are not about ourselves. We've heard that over and over again. We were created by God for God's glory. And our ultimate glory is to be with God eternally in heaven. We exist not only for our own sake, we exist for the sake of each other. We've gathered for Eucharist because we believe and worship a God who loves us not only in word and in speech, but a God who loves us indeed by what he does and in truth. The Easter season, as you know, began on Holy Saturday night, and the first scripture reading that night was from the book of Genesis, the story of how God majestically and marvelously created all that we experience. And the high point of creation was when God created the human person and in his image and likeness, and God gave us a free will. But because of sin, there was a need for a recreation, a renewal, a rebirth. And that's what Easter is all about. Because of the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, all of creation, all of human life has been renewed and created. Our God shares not only life with us in terms of human life, but God shares with us his divine life. We used to call it sanctifying grace. In fact, we still call it sanctifying grace, grace that makes us holy. Now, it's common for folks to talk about being in love and falling in love. And there's a lot of talk about making love. As we gather for Eucharist, the letter of John reminds us that we are to do deeds of love. Teenagers who appreciate their parents and show it are doing deeds of love. Children who are being helpful at home and not depending on mom and dad to get everything and do everything are doing deeds of love. Moms and dads who make date nights with each other are doing deeds of love. Being responsible at work, being patient with an elderly parent, responding to those in need are all deeds of love. The church is alive, and because we are alive, there's a need for nurturing and maintenance and growth and mission. And sometimes in our spiritual life, our spiritual maintenance, there's a need to prune, to clip away what might be sinful or unhealthy, and that's for our own good. You see, there's so much potential because there are so many gifts and there's so much grace. Yes, we will praise you, Lord, in this assembly of your faithful. We will love you, Lord, and we will love one another indeed and in truth.